Welcome to, I don't know, a bonus episode of Memoirs of a White Guy, the update episode, because everyone's been like, Luke, where the podcast at? And that's a great question. Even I've been like, hey, Luke, where the podcast at? I miss doing it. So what this is just, I guess, an episode to update you all on everything that's happening. If you're watching it on YouTube right now, don't stress, this isn't the big setup behind me that I was talking about. So this is the space that I'll be recording the new podcast in, but none of it's ready. But I'll explain that in a bit, and I'll explain how far away I think the podcast will be. I want to talk about the tambourine tour. And man, I just got so much stuff to tell you guys just about my summer. So I don't even know where to begin. Firstly, hope you guys have had a good summer. What did I do? I went to the cricket for the first time ever. Last year, I was bagging cricket on the podcast, and all these people were like, man, you need to give it a chance, bro. Just give it a chance. And I did, and it was boring as shit. Why, Luke? Why did you find it boring? Because I was watching, like, 20 dudes play cricket. That's why, all right? It was the 2020, and I know that's supposed to be the exciting one. If that's supposed to be the exciting one, the one that goes for almost 3 hours, imagine watching a one-dayer. Dude, imagine watching a test. Imagine sitting there for 5 days. Imagine if you went to every game of a test match and just sat there and were just content, like, watching Australia play the West Indies for 5 days to 3,000 people in the MCG. I was watching the test. I think we're playing India. I'm not even sure. I wasn't really following it, right? And whenever they cut to a shot in the crowd, this was like just after Christmas. It was like the Boxing Day test, right? There was no one there. They might as well have been playing on Jupiter. Same turnout. Just, they could have played it anywhere. They could have played the match on Antarctica, and there would have been a better atmosphere, because you would have heard a polar bear going, fuck off, in the background. Get off my ass, bitch. Oh, I don't know what polar bears say, but it would have been a better atmosphere. Look, it wasn't that bad. I was just, you know, everyone had talked it up to me. Everyone was like, dude, it doesn't matter if you like cricket. It doesn't matter. Go to the Big Bash League. There's fire things, there's cheerleaders, there's fun games, there's music pumping. It's just a great event to go to. It didn't start getting good until about the seventh beer, because it, you know, then I was like, oh, I see why people go to this. But you can do that anywhere else. I'd rather do that at a bar. You know what's even less sadder than having 7 beers at the cricket? Having 7 beers alone in your bathtub, I would have probably have the same amount of fun. No, it's alright. I don't know. It was fine. Look, I'm probably not going to rush back. That's all I'm saying. I gave cricket a go, guys. It's just not my thing. I like playing it. I just don't like watching it. It's like soccer. I'm not a fan of watching it. Not really even a fan of FIFA, to be honest. And I know there's going to be a lot of people who are like, man, that's gonna really bring in the hate. Like, last year I said on the podcast that I didn't play Fortnite, and my emails that week were just, it was just sad, to be honest. People were like, what do you mean you don't play Fortnite? Are your ears painted on? I said, I don't play it. That's what I mean. Get your ears checked. I don't know why I just hit myself in the face. That really hurt. I didn't even hit myself in the ear. That was stupid. Anyway, it's been a while, guys, and yeah, what else been happening? Yeah, so, okay. I went to the cricket. Had a really good thought. I think it was like 3 days before Christmas. And usually, when I say really good, I mean it was a dog shit thought. But when I usually have a dog shit thought, I write it down and in the podcast note on my phone and go, tell a couple of thousand people this next week on your podcast. But I didn't have a podcast to tell it on, so I just started telling friends and stuff. And a few people agreed with me. They were like, that is a very good observation. I can't believe you've thought of that. But, man, you should definitely share that with a few more people. And now is the first chance I've actually had to share this thought with a bunch of people. So, this is a thought I had a few days before Christmas. It's got nothing to do with Christmas. I just think it's just like a thought. I don't even know why I thought of it. Are you guys aware of like kind of that joke people do where they pretend to take a fake phone call from the president? Like, it would be a thing that, you know, it kind of happens in TV shows sometimes, and, you know, where, or if, like, a guy's trying to impress a girl at a bar, you know, he'll jokingly be like, you know, his phone rings, he's like, "Hello, Mr. President." "Yep, sure, yep, right away. Anything for you, Mr. President. Great, no worries. All right, bye." That one. You know that gag? And the joke being, that guy's an idiot, drunk in a bar. There is no way that he is getting called by the president. All right? Because the current president we have is probably also getting drunk at a bar. Actually, I'm not sure if Donald Trump drinks. I don't know. I've never seen him drink. Anyway. This is what I wanted to talk about. So it's to do with Donald Trump. So that joke, I would say, I don't want to give it I don't want to give it, like, you know, an age for it, but like, I think that joke's over now. I reckon that joke's been around maybe 10, 15 years, right? And I think there's an expiry date on that joke, and I think we've hit it. It used to be cool to be like, "Hello, Mr. President." When it was Obama, even George Bush, because it was a little bit funny, because I was like, "Oh, he's a bit of a dumbass, but, you know, his dad was also president, so it runs in the family, right?" Even then, you go, all right. But Obama especially, it was cool. If you were getting a phone call from the Prez, boom. Everyone wants to chat to Obama. Everyone still wants to chat to Obama. Alright? But as soon as Donald Trump became president, this was my thought, that joke is not valid anymore. That joke's really declined in use. I haven't seen it in maybe the last 2 years. It's no longer cool to get a phone call from the president. And that was my big thought of the summer. Jeez, I've had a big one. You're like, what did you guys do this summer? You know, probably went to the beach a bunch, you know, hung out with your friends. I thought about that for a lot of the summer. But, you know, before you start throwing stones and laughing, that's a pretty great summer. That's productive stuff. Well done, Luke. High self five. All right. So that's my big thought of the summer. What else did I have to talk about? Okay. I wanted to go through some frequently asked questions about the Tambourine Tour. If you haven't already seen it on social media, my new stand-up tour has been released. I'm pumped about it. I dropped all the tour dates on Tuesday. I dropped Perth and Melbourne a few weeks back. I'm taking the Tambourine. Where is the Tambourine? There we go. I'm taking the Tambourine on tour. It's just going to be the two of us. Maybe some, like, openers, depending on which shows and, you know, who's there and stuff. Look at that. Anyway, we just look cute together. I keep catching ourselves in the video, the display, and, Jesus, we are a good couple. Anyway, a lot of frequently asked questions. The first one being, are you fucking the Tambourine, Luke? Because sometimes you allude to it, that you and the Tambourine are sexually active, and sometimes you say you're friends. So, can we clear that up? And the answer to that is, no, I'm not going to clear that up. I want to keep the mystery there. Is it a sexual relationship? Is it a purely percussive and rhythmic relationship? Or is it just platonic? You know, are we just friends? Are we just good bros traveling the world together? I guess it's really open to interpretation. There is an answer. And I guess you guys can make up your own mind. Feel free to speculate, in the comments of this post in the podcast group. Is Luke fucking the Tambourine? But at the end of the day, no matter what you guys think, it's pretty personal, and it's between me and the Tambourine. So, we can't wait to see you on tour. It's going to be like my best show by far. I've been going out every single night, pretty much since the first week of the year. I had a few weeks off over December when we were doing 2 weeks of radio. We did like a night fill-in spot on Fox before Christmas. So I had a bit of a break because I literally couldn't do gigs because I was out doing radio every night. And then had a break over Christmas and New Year's. And then, man, I think I've missed 3 nights of this year so far. So I've pretty much been out doing 1 or 2 gigs every night. Working on this show, making it as good as possible, because I start next Wednesday in Perth. Yeah, it's happening that quickly. So Perth, if you haven't got tickets yet, listen up. Yeah, they're on sale. That's all you have to listen up to. And yeah, I'd love to see you there. It's gonna be it's definitely like my favorite show I've ever done. It's the biggest tour I've ever done. I know I say that every year, but it keeps growing thanks to you guys. I'm literally doing double the amount of shows as last year, which is super cool. And I'm very thankful to you guys. I'm going to double the amount of places. So the places that I've added, all right. Oh, let's see if I can remember this without looking. The places I've added that I did not do last year are Bendigo, Geelong. So those are the two regional Melbourne ones I added. I also added Wollongong. That's three. Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, Albury, and there's one more. And I am so sorry if I've forgotten it, and you're like, but that's the one I'm going to. Hobart. Always forget about Tasmania. Are they Australia? Also up to debate. It's kind of like, is Luke fucking the tambourine? You know, are people in Tasmania fucking themselves? No one really knows. But, yeah, I'm coming to Hobart, which is super cool. So, yeah, first time ever in Tassie. I've literally never been there before. So be kind to me, Tasmania. Yeah, would love to see you there. What else has been... Okay, yeah, so I want to do frequently asked questions. I did one. Where's my phone? I wrote them down because I've just been getting the same four questions or something over and over and over again in my inbox, and I thought, this is going to save me a lot of time if you guys just listen to this and you don't have to message me it anymore. And also, guys, can I say... All right, it's not all of you. I don't want to generalize, but there is... I don't want to say a minority, because there's a lot of you. I'm going to say a large minority of you that clearly have never heard of Google. Google's your friend. Yahoo that boy. If you have a question, do you know how much I've gotten, hey Luke, when's your Wollongong show, or when's your Gold Coast show, bruh, keen to come? Bing that shit. Bing it. Yahoo it. Alright, 9 MSN it. I'm trying to think of other search engines. Hang on, I'm going to get up a list. Because I'm going to give you guys a bunch of options of how you guys can work that out yourself. List of search engines. And guys, you can put this in... I'm putting this in Google. So there's one that you can use to find out when my Wollongong show is. Instead of asking me directly. Because at this point in time, it's hard to not reply unsarcastically. Alright, there's Bing, Yahoo, AOL. Hey guys, you can DuckDuckGo that shit. What is DuckDuckGo? It's like DuckDuckGoose. Do you reckon, like, you know in DuckDuckGoose, when you're like duck, 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 so it's like good search result, duck, 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 and then you hit, one time you hit search, and then it goes goose, and then like just porn comes up. And you're like at the workplace, and everyone's like, well, that's what you get for using DuckDuckGo. What? Who's the guy? That's what I want to know. Who's the guy who founded the search engine DuckDuckGo and was like, geez, we're going to give fucking Google a fair shake here. You know? They won't know what's hit them. When DuckDuckGo gets up and running, people will be like... I'm not feeling lucky anymore. Straight over to DuckDuckGo. Guys, I'm going to go on DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. By the way, if you guys ever use Google again after this and not DuckDuckGo, then I don't think we can be friends anymore. I want to make DuckDuckGo the biggest search engine. I'm going to set it as my default. I'm never going to Google anything anymore. I'm going to DuckDuckGo it. Someone's like, oh, what's the highest mountain in France? Can you Google that? I'll be like, no. And they're like, whoa, you jerk. You got your phone right on you. I'm like, yeah, I'll look it up for you, mate. But I'm going to duck, duck, go it. And they're going to be like, what? And I'm going to be like, idiot. Never heard of duck, duck, go. That's why you can duck, duck, go away. And then you unfriend that person. Because they ain't shit. Luke Kigel shows... Here we go. Duck, duck, go. Okay. I spelt my name wrong. Okay, never mind. I was like, why is it coming up with stuff for Luke Lodgell? Because I wrote that in. Guys, maybe DuckDuckGo isn't the best. Hang on, Luke Kidrell shows. Does my website come up first? DuckDuckGoing. Sorry, DuckDuckGo's a bit slower than Google. Yeah, I'll be honest, guys. My website doesn't come up straight away. That a search engine, when you look up Luke Kidgel, that my website's not even on the first page. Google, it's like number two. Okay, this is what comes up before my website on DuckDuckGo. My YouTube, my Facebook, that's fine, my Instagram, and then famousbirthdays.com, then my Twitter, then the podcast, but still not my website, then another YouTube link. So they put the same link on it twice. Dude, DuckDuckGo is great. Oh man. Hang on. Luke Kidgel net worth 2019. I want to see. There's one. Oh, sorry. I know it's weird that you guys are just listening to me Google myself right now, but I've never duck. Sorry, I'm not Googling myself. I'm duck duck going myself. And I've Googled myself before, but I've never duck duck goed myself. So, sorry, I'm just really intrigued. There's one that says Luke Kidgel net worth 2019 salary. And I don't even know my own net worth. It's zero. What is it? Luke Kidgel is a well-known blah, blah, blah. He was born on Thursday, March 28th, 1996. Bzz, wrong. I was born on March 27th, and it was a Wednesday, motherfuckers. Dumbasses. And then, I'm an Aries, great. Scroll below to check net worth. Luke Kidgel's father's name is not known. We will soon be updated about Luke Kidgel's parents. Luke Kidgel's brother's name. Dude, they don't know anything about me. Anyway, I'm trying to look for my net worth. Where's my net worth? It just, does it say 00? Otherwise, it's just not accurate. Anyway, guys, the point is, I don't want you guys asking me dumb shit about my shows. DuckDuckGo that shit. Yes, you won't find my website on DuckDuckGo because it doesn't pop up, but I still would recommend it over any other search engine. Alright, what's another frequently asked question? So yeah, the first one is, DuckDuckGo is your friend. Look that shit up, it's on the internet. You're being lazy. If you're asking me, when's this show? Oh, you know who else looked it up? The other 100 people who were going. The other 100 people who already got tickets. So why can't... Like, you have an internet connection. You're messaging me. I appreciate the support. Love the enthusiasm about my show. But it's very lazy. And I don't encourage that. Except when I get into talking about my podcast, then you'll realize I do encourage laziness. Alright, the second thing I want to do is... The second question I get all the time is, oh, this is bullshit, man. I don't want to see the all-ages version. Fuck that. Do an 18 plus one in Brisbane. I don't want to see that fucking PG shit. Hey. It doesn't matter. Whatever the age restriction is, it's the same show. Okay? All ages does not mean I'm going to be up there talking about daffodils, alright? And what else is PG? And Adam Sandler. I'm not going to be like, and then like a flower's going to come out of my ass. I'm going to take a shit right on the stage in the all ages one and the 18 plus. That was an example. I'm not actually going to do that. But the point is, the content does not change. The fact that people think I have a clean show and an 18 plus dirty show is quite the compliment. If I did a clean show, there would be no, I wouldn't have any material. If I try, like, the whole show is fucked. So it's not a kid show. If you're 12, I'm not the Wiggles. I had a 12-year-old come last year and he just looked confused the whole time. Because I'm, like, talking about shit that you... You, like, I'm talking about not even sex and shit. I'm talking about shit like having a job. And this kid's just like looking at me like, can't relate. I'm 12. I was 11 6 months ago. Like, I had a 12-year-old come. So I wouldn't, like, I definitely don't think 12-year-olds should come at all. It's not, it's weird. Don't come if you're 12. Wait. And I don't know. Anyway, it's up to you, though. But I do want you to know, if you're 12 and you're at my show, you've got shit parents. your parents hate you. Your parents don't give a fuck about you, because my show is not for kids. I say some fucking awful shit. That, like, even my parents come watch my show, and they're not angry. Like, they don't care. They're just like, my son could have been anything, you know? My son could have been anything. And now he's talking about fucking dogs on stage to strangers, you know? And are they proud? Yes. Yes, they are proud of me. Big why? Because I work hard at talking about fucking dogs, you know? They see the effort. I go out every night and talk about fucking dogs. There is a bit on my show about fucking dogs, guys. Anyway, I've never, but I do want to state, you know, I have never fucked a dog. But it doesn't mean you can't joke about the hypothetical of fucking a dog. Alright, it's 2019. There's going to be all these dog activists coming to my show from, like, I don't know, the RSPCA and shit, and be like, you can't fuck a dog, you can't joke about fucking a dog. I'm like, I agree with the first thing you said. You cannot, and I repeat, you cannot fuck a dog. But one thing you can do is make a gag about it. Definitely can. So yeah, if you, like, I would say my show is recommended age 15 plus. It's like an MA movie. It's, I swear, every show is the same though. No matter if it's all ages, 18 plus, whatever. Whatever show you go to on my tour, same show, every city. The only reason why there's different age restrictions is because of alcohol licensing at the venues. It's not my decision. Don't complain to me. Perth, hopefully, I'm going to be coming back and doing an all-ages show later in the year. That is the only one that I'll be adding an all-ages show to, maybe. But again, that's not even confirmed. All booked in at the moment. So if you're over 18 and you're going to come, come next week to Perth, because I may not be coming back, and then you'll miss the show. So I'd love to see you there. It means the world to me. All the people have already got tickets. It's selling so much faster than last year, and last year I sold out, because, man, I didn't realize at all throughout the year, but I've grown a lot on social media, which is so awesome. Like, I didn't even realize it happening, because it was just like a gradual thing. I doubled my YouTube last year. I was on like 25k, and now I'm on like 56 or something. So yeah, I kind of didn't realize that, and I've you know, gotten like another heaps of more followers. It doesn't, who cares about the number, but I feel like there's a lot more people now wanting to come to shows, and a lot more people bringing their friends who have come last year. So yeah, I'm super pumped about it. By the way, if I look sweaty to anyone watching this on YouTube, it's because it's 39 degrees. And I'm boiling, and Diamond City is like a bloody oven right now. I'm cooking up a storm. The air con's on in my house. I'm wearing black like an idiot because I couldn't be bothered to find another t-shirt. And, that's another thing. I realized over summer, this is another good thought I had. I realized a really good insult you can do to your friends. And it's insulting no matter what. It mainly works in summer though. Very insulting in winter. But in summer, it's perfect. If you go to someone, you look like you were sweaty. It's so rude. It's one of the most biggest uppercuts you can get. It's like a real jab in the self-esteem. Because either way, they're offended. Because if they weren't sweaty, that's the best option. They hadn't been sweaty today. It's pretty much being like, you look shit. But in the nicest possible way. It's like it's a real low blow, I think, you know, but you can do it and it doesn't even come off as rude. You just go, oh, were you sweaty? And they go, no. And you're like, oh, sorry, never mind. And then for the whole conversation, you've got the upper hand. It asserts dominance now in the conversation. That's how I've been using it a lot. And then another good way it can work is, it also works even if they were sweaty and you go, oh, were you sweaty? Because you look like you were sweaty. they'll go, yeah, yeah, I was. I just went for a run. But they're still self-conscious because it also implies that they don't recover well from exercise or physical activity. So it implies that they're unfit and that they still look like shit. So either way, that is how you assert your dominance. It's pretty passive aggressive, but I would say it really, you'd be surprised at how quickly the conversation moves on after that slam. So try it out with your friends, or you mightn't have any at the end, but or your enemies. Probably a good one to do in your enemies, because they won't even be like, oh, so-and-so was rude today. They'd just be like, I probably look like shit, and that was a good call. Because it's not like you say, hey, man, you look hot, flustered, and dog shit. That's what you're saying, though. You are saying that. Saying, hey, you look like you were sweaty. It's exactly what that means. But it's just, there's other ways to kind of lower people's self-esteem. So what this is a tutorial on how to be a prick. And you're welcome, everyone. And I hope I've helped some of you lose friends. And I will continue also going about my day being that much of an asshole to people. It's just a go on to do to your mates, would recommend. Okay, the last frequently asked question, I swear to God. Okay, the last one was, I'm just going to go through every single place on the tour, all right, every single date, and I'm sorry if you live overseas and you have no interest in the tour, but I have a vested interest in this. It's the only reason why I get paid, so bear with me. Cool. These are the official age restrictions, just so there's no confusion. Because people have been going, wait, is Thingo 15 plus or 18 plus? Do I have to bring a parent, guardian? Is it all ages? And that's all I've been getting through my DMs and emails the last few days. So, Perth is strictly 18 plus. No under 18s under any circumstances. All right. Boom. Period. Bendigo. 18 plus. Strictly. No. Whatever. You guys get it. Bendigo is strictly 18 plus. If you're all ages, come to Melbourne if you're that keen. Otherwise, I do apologise. Hopefully I'll see you one day at a show. Geelong, all ages. All come to Geelong. Geelong is all ages. Anyone can come. You name it. You bet. Just come along. And if you except if you're 12, because then I'll be like, hey, bruh, this isn't the Hooly Doolies. This isn't Wags the Dog doing live hour, all right? I ain't bloody Brum, that yellow car that only Australians will get that reference. Alright, I ain't Clifford the Dog, motherfucker. I'm Luke Kidgel, and I'm going to be talking about fucking Clifford the Dog. That's not what the joke's about, but maybe I could add it. I don't want you guys to think, alright, there's literally one joke. I think there's one joke that briefly implies that I'm having sex with a dog. Or that I would in the situation. The whole show isn't about that. The whole show is about my travels overseas this year. I went to America, Thailand. It's about going on tour last year. I had a few good stories come out of it. And just other stuff that's been happening in my life. I have a few major life updates for you all. It's been a big year. Lots of changes in my life. There's lots of stuff about relationships, stuff like that. So just changes in my life that I decided I am going to talk about on stage. And yeah, I really hope you guys like it. And I think it's by far my funniest show. I can't wait. All right, I keep getting distracted. Newcastle, all ages. Wollongong, 18 plus strictly. Hang on. What am I doing? I clicked out of it. Sydney is all ages, but if you're under 18, you have to be accompanied by a parent / guardian. Can my friend be? No. Parent / guardian. Fucking read, alright? That's one of the questions I hate the most. Is if I bring my 21-year-old friend, can they be my guardian? What do you think? Are they your legal guardian? Did they raise you? Did they help clean your ass when you're a kid? They didn't. They didn't help you shit? Well, no. No, they're not your legal... Okay, you guys get it. Parent / guardian. Usually, people's parents love the show. If you've got, a loose dad or, whatever. I would say, an uncle's fine. A family member's probably fine because you can just say he's your dad. No one's going to fucking check. At the same time, I don't know. Usually, an uncle or whatever is cool. But anyway, So do what you will. Message the venue. I don't know. Melbourne, completely all ages. You can come if you don't have pubes, but don't. Sunshine Coast, completely 18 plus. Brisbane, completely all ages. Gold Coast is the same as Sydney. All ages, but anyone under 18 must bring a parent / guardian. Hobart, completely 18 plus. Adelaide, all ages, but anyone under 18 must bring a parent / guardian. Albury, same with Adelaide. Anyone under 18 must bring a parent / guardian. Canberra, 18 plus. All right, that is 14 places I'm going to. I think I'm doing 32 shows on this tour. It's going to be huge. Yeah, hope to see you guys there. And that's enough about the tambourine tour. There's going to be a lot of... Expect a lot of tambourine. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to give away too much. But yeah, I'm super excited about it. I start next week. I've been working my freaking ass off to get the show right. That's why there's been, a lack of videos in the last couple of weeks. Because I've pretty much been working on it every single day, all day. And then going out at night and trying the bits. Because I want to make it good. Because people pay for it. So, yeah, I'd love to see you guys there. Bring your mates, bring your nan, bring everyone you've ever known and or met. And, yeah, before I talk about the podcast, another life update for me. My life's gone pretty well. I got a new Shrek hat, which if you're watching the video, you can see. Got the little Shrek ogre ears. Pretty psyched about it. My brother bought it back to for me from Singapore Disneyland or World or whatever it is. So, yeah. Just a nice little humble brag there. Weird flex, but okay. it's pretty good, man. It's one of those ones that, like, fuck, you'd have to have a lot of balls to wear in public. So, obviously, I will. Like, I'm definitely going to rock this in public. It's like, I would say, if I saw a grown man rocking a Shrek hat, I'd just be like, that guy gets it. Finally. Someone who knows. Good man. And then I'd kind of give him one of these ones. Bit of an S like this. S for Shrek. And then he'd give me one of these ones back. And then he'd do a burp. And I'd be like, huh, better up than in, I always say. And we'd both laugh. I'd be like, and we laughed. And yeah. Guys. Alright, the podcast update. This is what's happening. Dude, this podcast was supposed to go for like 20 minutes. And then I think I talked about cricket for 10. Alright. This is what's happening with the podcast. So, what's happened is you're probably wondering, like, Luke, where's the podcast? Why hasn't it come out? How's it taken you so long to get this ready? All valid questions. And I have answers to all of them. So, I've completely redone my bedroom. At the end of last year, I was really unhappy with my bedroom. I realized that I had not changed my bedroom since I was in about year 10. I have not touched it, like, to the point where it was gross. Like, I do little cleans, you know, it wasn't that bad, it was livable, but goddamn, it was, like, ruining my life. I had a desk up in the corner, it was cramped, it was like a shoebox, because there was so much shit in here, and, like, literally, this is kind of how little attention I give in my bedroom. I found the stationery, like the pens, calculator, ruler, and pencils and stuff that I bought into my year 12 exams. I'm 22, and it was still in the plastic pocket that I had it in when it was on my desk. And I was like, shit. That's, like, you know that American show, Hoarders? It wasn't that bad, but if they had, like, an American TV show called Lazy Motherfuckers, you know, they'd be like, now, they'd be like some guy with like a hectic accent going, we're here down at our Diamond City, and we've got this next bloke, his name's Luke Kidgel, and he's been dubbed in by his brother Jack Kidgel, and turns out he's one lazy motherfucker. And then they'd go through my room, and they'd be like, hey, Luke, explain this, and I'd be like, oh, that's my textbook from year 7 maths. And they're like, why do you still own this shit? And I'd be like, oh, because I couldn't be fucked to throw it in the bin. They'd be like, now, and then they cut to the camera and be like, lazy motherfucker. That's me. That was my room. It was gross. And the reason why is because as soon as I realized what I wanted to do with my life changed. And people kind of don't realize when I say this, I literally devoted my life to comedy. almost sad in a way. Like, that's all I did, to the point where I put off everything. I didn't do any, like, I was doing the bare minimum in my personal life, because all my life was just comedy. So, yeah, everything got kind of out of hand, which is why towards the end of last year, I was just getting really frustrated, and that was, like, one thing that I really wanted to change. So, what I've done is, I don't really want to show you, because it's, like, super messy, and it's weird at the moment, but, I've taken out all my bookshelves, like, I had to undrill them, I've taken out my desk, I took out my bed frame, I've taken out pretty much 70% of the things. The only thing that's left in my room is these drawers behind me, and this bedside table that this lamp is on, and my bed's just a mattress on the floor at the moment. I've been sleeping on a mattress on the floor for, like, 2 months now. Maybe, like, just before Christmas. It's depressing. So, yeah, this is what's happening. I've ordered new everything for my room. The space behind me is going to be where I'm going to be recording the podcast, but not with those drawers. They look ugly. It looks shit. I don't like it. So I'm getting rid of these drawers. I'm buying new drawers that will be probably about a meter off the ground. You'll be able to slightly see them. I'm going to have hopefully like a canvas behind me that says Memoirs of a White Guy. I'm going to be getting a lighting setup. And what else am I going to be getting? A new podcast microphone, which I don't think I can afford yet. I'm going to be starting a Patreon when I bring the podcast back. It would be awesome if you guys wanted to support me. It's totally up to you. But that's the plan, because literally this is kind of, I don't know, I don't like talking about my finances, but put it this way. Rechanging your life isn't cheap. Like, just today alone, I spent $900 this morning. I spent $200 on bed sheets. New sheets, because I got a new bed. Sheets. $200. I thought sheets were like 10 bucks. In my head, I was like, new bed, that's probably like 500 bucks. And I did all these calculations in my head. And the only thing that I accurately calculated was like podcast microphone, because that's the only thing I Googled. And in my head, I was like, new drawers, probably like $3.50. And just like grossly underpriced everything in my life. And then turns out, like, do you know bed frames are like $1,000? Neither did I. Well, probably you did know that. I didn't. Mattresses, $1,000. So I've spent like probably like close to $4,000 already. And I picked up my bed frame only this morning. I'm setting that up on the weekend. Then once I get my bed frame in, my mattress is also coming. I'm getting a completely new bed. And you're probably like, why is this related? It is, because I need to work out how much space I have so then I can get the new drawers. I didn't want to order new drawers, right? Even though you can measure it and stuff, but you can never really tell until it's in the room, right? I didn't want to get new drawers and shit till my bed came. Then I ordered my bed the 27th of December, and it's only coming on Saturday. That sucks. I thought it was going to, like, same day delivery. I didn't really plan for any of this. I just thought, I'll be able to get this done in 2 weeks. And, yeah, turns out it took me a week to clear out my room from all the shit that I had in it. So, yeah, I've got a new bed. That'll be all set up by the weekend. Then I can, next week, I'm going to get the drawers. Hopefully they quick. I'll probably just buy some that I can either get delivered within a week or take home myself on the day. Then I'm going to get a canvas behind me. You know, like, that'll be all quick to set up. Then I'm going to get a lighting set up, because you can see now the lighting's not, like, great. And then, yeah, I'm going to get a new mic, and then there's going to be, like, headphones probably. And then the podcast can resume for 2019 as per normal. So I would say an ETA would be, I'm going to Perth next week, so that's going to slow things down. I'm going there for a week. So, maybe, like, definitely by March. Hopefully mid-Feb. I'm really hoping for mid-Feb, and I'm pushing for that. And yeah, so I really appreciate you guys for sticking around if you're still listening to this, because I know people, if you know, I do it with podcast stop, then you find another one and it's hard to go back to old ones. So if you're still around and listening to this, the support means the world. Hopefully I can get everyone back on board when the podcast comes back. And yeah, I'd love to see you guys at the tour. I'm super excited about it. I've been working my ass off, even though I guess I haven't been talking to you guys every week. But, yeah, and I've had a great summer. And I think I left the year last year on, like, I think, yeah, I made a few big changes in my life, and since then, you guys will hear about it in my show, but I'm super happy, and you guys will definitely hear about that, and yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I'm gonna say. So I've got a lot to tell you guys. That's another thing that's kind of exciting is because I used to talk to you guys every week. You know, you guys might have heard some of the topics that I had discussed in my show because I briefly mentioned it on the podcast because I have one life. But because I haven't spoken to you for a while, I've written a lot of my show about the last few months of my life because it's been probably the best few months of my life. So, yeah, you guys probably won't have heard that much of it at all. So, well, and none of it. So, yeah, I'm super excited to tell you guys about what's been cracking. I got heaps of stories from my overseas trip that I never told on the podcast, and yeah, man, it's gonna be such a banging show. I'm super excited about it. I'm doing huge rooms. The Brisbane show, holy shit! I'm doing a theatre in Brisbane, and we're getting it filmed, like professionally shot, like a comedy special, but not really like a special. It's just like how I got my show film. I'm not gonna release it as like one show. I'm just gonna release little clips online, like the, you know, next year or whatever. How, like, if you've seen, I've started releasing clips from my show last year, this year, to promote this year's tour. So yeah, I'm gonna get it filmed. It's in a 400 seater. So if you're in Brisbane, please come. If you listen to this and you go, I wasn't planning on coming, change your mind, please, or I'll have a heart attack because I have to feel like, wait till you see the room. Just come, please. But yeah, I'm doing huge shows. I'm doing like a huge one in Sydney as well. And Melbourne, it's like, Melbourne's huge every night. So, yeah, come. Except some are almost sold out in Melbourne already. I can't believe it. But, yeah, you guys are the best. Whatever, I'm rambling now. I will speak to you guys soon. Thank you very much for listening. Hope to see you in Perth. And, yeah, I guess I just want to end the podcast wearing my new Shrek hat and playing my tambourine. Great. What an end. Bye.